USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg completed a 3-week course of treatment for a pancreatic tumor. The news comes after Ginsburg was treated for lung cancer late last year. On Friday, China announced that there would be a tariff hike on $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. In retaliation, President Trump says U.S. companies should look for alternatives to Chinese manufacturing. All of this has many people concerned, but White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells Fox Business that most people agree with the president's posture.
We are all China hawks now in this country, and whether it's Mike Pompeo or Chuck Schumer or a Harvard Harris poll that says the public is behind President Donald J. Trump standing up to China as the chosen one.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kendrick Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What are you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Billionaire conservative donor and philanthropist David Koch has passed away. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Koch brothers, best known for building a huge network of conservative political donors. David Koch, who died Friday at 79, usually let his older brother Charles do the talking to the media, though David was collared by a blogger in 2011 and discussed what his vision of a perfect Congress would do.
Balance the budget and reduce regulations and support business.
David Koch stepped away from running the energy and chemical company Koch Industries last year because of his failing health.
A Texas man is accused of criminal mischief on claims he filmed himself licking a Bluebell ice cream container and putting it back. The man was arrested Thursday night in Port Arthur, then bonded out. Prosecutors allege the 24-year-old licked the ice cream container earlier this week at a Walmart and then put it back in the freezer. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Senator Chris Murphy says the White House is open to talking about potential gun safety legislation. Speaking in Hartford, the Connecticut Democrat says President Trump told him personally he was serious about creating meaningful background checks.
The president told me that he knew that Republicans in the Senate wouldn't support it unless he supported a background checks measure, and he was committed to finding a way forward.
Big revelations from the former head of Overstock.com. USA Radio Network's Robin Rawlinski explains.
Big revelation. Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne resigning after admitting to having a relationship with a Russian agent. He says he was involved in an FBI investigation back in 2015 involving Russia, former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. Now, the company's stock price up 5% after Byrne steps down. Byrne, a guest on Bulls and Bears on Fox Business, with the bombshell claim the FBI's Peter Strzok involved in all of this.
I took some orders that seemed a little fishy. In 2015, 2016, last summer, watching television, I figured out the name of who sent me the orders, and this has all now been confirmed to me. The name of the man who sent me the orders was a guy named Peter Strzok.
Oh, my goodness.
Got it? Capiche?
Yeah.
So this is going to be quite a whirlwind.
Russian agent Maria Butina pleading guilty to conspiracy to act as an unregistered foreign agent and is serving 18 months in prison.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.